Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
After months, Tyler, of endless discussion and debate about whether the Warriors dynasty is officially over or if Kawhi and Paul George can win the battle for LA against LeBron and AD, the NBA season is finally less than a month away, weeks away. And with all the excitement that's been building over the offseason, being this close to the regular season action might make it hard to sleep for a lot of you NBA fans out there.
Like me.
Just like you.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Don't mind if I D.O.
Ah, boy. The Green Bay Packers are a real piece of shit team.
It's like, I don't... It's been a relatively decent game, I guess. It's like, I feel like both these teams stink.
Yeah.
I don't know who's better. Like, I have no idea.
I guess my takeaway is, like, every time the Eagles have scored, they've gotten the ball at, like, the Packers 5 due to the Packers' incompetence. So I feel like the Packers should be up.
Well, I mean, if Barnett got thrown out of the game like he should have, they wouldn't have had one of those turnovers. You got to take it all into account.
The people who were like, that's just good old-fashioned football. Like, no, it's not.
He got jacked up.
I was also thinking about it, too. Getting injured on the road, and obviously that was someone at home, but getting injured on the road must suck at least 10, no matter what the injury is, at least 10 times more.
Oh, without question. Listen, Michael Irvin, like, couldn't move. It was like his last game. He got booed. Booed on the turf. It's a tough game, man.
Yeah, look, tough crowd.
Yeah, Hall of Fame player. I get it was a like division rival, but sheesh.
The people really act like the Raptors were the first team to ever do that.
Yeah, no, first and last. We don't like to mention that.
Yeah, I hate to start the show on such a low note. Well, it didn't start the show. There was a tremendous interview with easily the most comfortable guest we've ever had.
The very gregarious Wendell Carter Jr.
Yeah, Wendell Carter Jr. He also did Pardon My Take, and Big Cat was like, yeah, I don't know, he was a little quiet. I was like, he was laughing, swearing, he had his feet up on the table, he stole my lunch money, he had a grand old time with us.
No, we're BFFs. We're really making some inroads with the Bulls.
Yeah, that might be our new squad. We might just have to move to Chicago.
Okay.
We've got an office there. You would not move to Chicago.
Nah.
Nah.
For massive amounts of money, perhaps.
Yeah, I could see that. And if we, like, never had to go outside during the winter, maybe.
I mean, that's a given. That's written into my contract.
Even now.
Yeah. I don't even have a contract, but it's written.
Yeah, shout out Wendell Carter Jr., who, when he said he was, him saying he's 6'8 in three quarters which he's the first person over 6 feet I've ever heard give the quarter, half, three quarter demarcation of their height.
I like it though. Like he's like, listen, I got to get ahead of this story because it's gonna come out.
Definitely, but just the fact that he was so open about it, because like when he walked in, I was like, oh, easy 6'10", like on an off day, on a Tuesday that he's 6'10", on a Friday this is a 7'1" human being, and him saying that, like, are there any 7-footers in the league? Like maybe just Jokic and Embiid. That's it, I think.
And Durant, who's 6'4". All this time he was 6'4". We just never knew.
Well, I mean, he's definitely not going to get measured this season because he's not playing. So he might.
Oh, listen, he better get measured. That contract's void. Adam Silver not fucking around.
Straighten out that leg. I can't.
All right. Well, you're 3'8". However tall you are sitting in this wheelchair.
I'm terrified to see how tall Kemba is. 5'4".
Yeah, you don't want to know that. He can stand on that 7th place medal, get up to 6 foot.
All right. All right.
Yeah, they don't get a medal for 7 foot.
No, they sure don't. What's like the lowest medal on the table of elements that they could even boil down to like a circular shape? Tungsten? Maybe some
bromium, yeah.
Yeah. People at home didn't think we knew the elements.
That's right. What do you think about that? K, huh? What do you think about that? F-E.
Potassium.
N-A. Yeah.
Should we dive into this ESPN Top 100 list? Should we talk about the Buddy Hield rule?
Sure. All the above.
All right. See you guys next week. We clearly don't have anything else to talk.
Yeah. Covered all those bases. The Bleacher Report all-time top 50. It was a great idea.
It would never work. I don't really see the vision with what they were trying to do there.
I will say this. They had Kobe at 14. I think the same exact place I had. So they better be getting heated up the way I was.
I saw a lot of people talking about Kobe today. So I feel like it was because of that. And what, they had Steph higher than him too, right?
I know they had Durant right after him, which I was like, oh boy, we're off to a bad start.
They had Durant at 15?
Yep.
All right, that list is dumb.
Let me see.
I think they had, like, Dolph Shays, like, 11th or something. I couldn't have been more out on that list.
Yeah, that's fair. Dolph had some really good years. Let me see. 50th of all time. Wow, they've got Rick Barry, which that just feels wrong. I haven't even seen the full top 50 yet.
To be fair, we were extremely low on Rick Barry when... at the recording of our list.
Yeah, and they had ours to go from, so there's no need That's for true. Them to be yeah, this fair. Low. Kawhi at 42 as I scroll feels low.
Mm-hmm.
Manu at 37, I don't hate that. Let's see. Jason Kidd above Kevin McHale. That's interesting.
Sure.
The Dolph Man was 31, to Bob Pettit's 30. James Harden, 27.
Okay.
Let's see. Now we're getting to the good stuff.
I know they had Westbrook behind Nash, which I didn't particularly care for.
They have Dr. J, 22, who I had 10, so there's that. They have Wade ahead of Dr. J. They have Karl Malone ahead of Dr. J, which...
I mean, Wade didn't even include Malone.
I don't know. I don't even see a single stat for this guy. It's like he never played. Jerry West, 18. I know how you feel about that. They've got KG one ahead of Dirk, which, okay. But they've got Durant one ahead of both of those, which feels wrong.
You don't think Durant's ahead of them?
No, I think he's more than one ahead of them.
Oh, yeah. All right. I was about to say. Like, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
He stinks. Let's see. Okay. Hakeem, 13. David Robinson, 12. I feel like we saw this play out live and in the flesh, and Hakeem was better than David Robinson.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like I was surprised Hakeem was as low as they had him.
Let's see. Yeah, 10, Steph Curry, which Listen, if they had won this finals, it'd be a nice spot. But my just lasting Emmys right now is just him just calling for help on Fred VanVleet. It's just, it'll change. He'll have more good moments. But right now, that's what's stuck in my head. Russell 8, Duncan 7, Shaq 6, Bird 5, Magic 4, Kareem 3, Bron 2, Jordan 1.
I genuinely don't know the argument for LeBron over Kareem.
It would have to be Pete. Because Kareem, like his, like a good
noted,
dude, his like
noted
individual,
weak.
Yeah, noted weak, low peak, no prime, short career. But yeah, like he got a lot of his stuff early on, and then his pretty much Lakers tenure, he was second fiddle, which is to the fourth best player on this list, which is no great, I mean, nothing to be ashamed of. But that's the only thing I can think of. I don't think there's a good argument that any two people ever have had a better career than Kareem.
Although,
you have at one is fine, but Kareem has to be in one of those spots if we're talking everything.
Yeah, well, that was the thing I was about to ask, because we did basketball. Was theirs just NBA? Because I could then see it being a little different.
That's what I'm trying to... Even then, all-time leading scorer, I think 6 rings, 5... Like, he's like, I was great. Like, if you take only my not high school, I was really fucking good.
Yeah, he's like, if you only just took my Lakers career, if you only just.
That's, oh boy, I don't like this. As has been the case throughout this series, the criteria were mostly subjective.
Though
heavily influenced by both basic and advanced statistics. Catch-all metrics like box plus minus, available from 73-74 on, and win shares per 48 minutes came in. Listen, if you told Iceman Gervin, like, he missed a spot because his win shares per 48, he'd slap you in the face. And you'll see pace and playing time adjusted numbers in the form of per 75 possessions. That sounds ugly. But intangibles have to be factored into these conversations as well. In the end, the most difficult calls came down to instincts.
Fuck yeah.
So... here are some of the most painful omissions. They've listed like another 50 omissions, which fit, like it's like they can't all be like LaMarcus Aldridge is in here, like Chris Bosh is in here, Elton Brand, like Vince Carter, Vlade Divac. Like they can't all be tough cuts. Andre Kirilenko's here, Damian Lillard's here. It's like, listen, 100 people aren't honorable mentions. That's just another list.
Right, yeah, this is our next 50. Like, you can't... And some of those couldn't have been that tough. Like, whoever was, like, the 40th person they wrote on that list, that wasn't that tough an omission. They weren't even close to making the top 50.
Listen, Paul Millsap is here. He couldn't have been that tough. Good player, fine career. Couldn't have been that tough an omission from this particular list.
Easily the best Utah Jazz power forward who went to Louisiana Tech. No question about it.
Oh, I mean, come on. First, second, and third. Paul Millsap just chimes in. He's like, and that is where the comparisons end. There are no more comparisons.
Yeah, I don't... Listen, it's for basketball writing right now. It's just click season, so I get it. I get it, Bleacher Report. The one thing I did appreciate about their list, because I don't want to just shit on it. We'll do about 90% shitting on it. They stood by two of my steadfast rules, which is always have Wilt and Russell together and always have Bird and Magic together. And I always put Magic over Bird by one, and I always put Russell over Wilt by one. They did that. They had... Both a little too, or they had Russell a little too low for my liking, but it is what it is.
A little high for this man, but not bad.
Exactly. You had him, what, 10th or 9th?
11.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Paul Pierce is 41. Okay.
Pretty good.
Bill Walton, 30. Bill Walton would slap Paul Pierce in the face if he was like, you think there was 3 players difference in between me and him?
Bill Russell does. I mean, Bill Walton, I don't think he believes in numbers.
That's what he's... I think like that make it even worse. Like Walton wasn't scoring like 50 a game. He's like, nah, man, I was just better. Like there's no doubt about it, big man.
Oh boy.
But yes, yeah, his top 100 list. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, first of all, Jack Mack, noted Klay Thompson take haver, nearly came his pants when he saw Klay Thompson was at 49th, mostly because he's illiterate and doesn't know how to read. He long has the take that Klay Thompson is not a top 50 player in the NBA.
Whenever he was 40 or 50.
Well, it was originally 50, and then he actually tried to list it out. And his list had, like, the list of 40 he came up with. Like, he threw in some wild names in there just to even get to 40.
Like, listen, when you think about Landry Shamet's contribution on both ends of the game.
Yeah, when you factor in age, he's basically just a younger Clay. So why wouldn't you take that? So that happened. So he had him somewhere in the 40s. He saw him at 49. He was coming himself. And then everyone in the office, literally everyone, was like, it's just for this upcoming season. He's injured. He has one leg. They're saying a one-legged Klay Thompson is 49th. He was like, nope, we'll see where – like his whole thing was like, all right, we'll see where Durant is then, because if Durant's on the list and he's not going to play, then this proves my point.
He's got you all in a – got you on a binder there.
Yeah, we never saw that one coming. And so the rest of the list finally came out. No Kevin Durant. That was just something he hated to see. He was not a fan of them. He texted, let me read the text, because he texted me and Jeff D. Lowe this morning. Let's see. He goes, 10 through 3 just dropped. It appears that 1 and 2 will be Giannis and Kawhi. So I concede. I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe they left the MVP or the finals MVP completely off the list. Too early to concede, in my opinion.
Never know. Listen, it's like, it is click season, right? They might just, listen, number one, it's Aaron Baines.
For his hog.
And who do you think's number two?
Aaron Baines' hog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really too caught up on like numbers 100 through 51. I'm sure Melo's in there somewhere. They like to do that every year.
Oh no. Listen, if they did that, I feel like Melo would take that like to an agent. Like, look, see?
I like how in this scenario he currently does not have an agent.
Yeah, no, nah, he shouldn't. Shit. If he got a, he's like, oh come on. There's a couple, like Robert Covington is 97, like that feels very low. But again, it's like the top one. I don't have too many gripes, but
well, I saw a lot of people because I think Jalen's somewhere in the 50s, or in the 60s, and I saw a lot of people making the direct comparison at Covington and Jalen. Didn't care for it at all. No.
Mm-mm, yeah, Covington's good. That guy got paid. His team had no problem paying him. There's no comparison. Instantly. Hey, listen, he got paid.
Have you seen Jalen's new haircut?
Unfortunately.
It's a strong hairline. He's got that going for him. But I don't know how to feel. I really don't.
I think you feel like it's the last year watching Jalen in Celtic green.
I mean, he's a restricted free agent. There's literally nowhere he can go.
You think, Danny Ainge loves to hold on to a guy for life.
There's one person Danny Ainge has ever extended before he hit restricted free agency, and it was Rondo. Smart, he let go and signed him in the offseason. Like, everyone he signed. The only person I could see him doing it with ahead of time would be Tatum.
See, but now I wonder if, again, all it takes is somebody to give him that one max, and they don't think he's earned it at that point, so I don't know if he would match it at that point.
Well, no, I think, well, Jalen rightfully walked in and said, give me 5-170, and Danny was like, let's relax. Because if someone does give him 4, whatever that max is, 120 or whatever it's going to be, I'd be shocked if he didn't match it. Because if he doesn't match it, it turns into, like, this whole time I've been okay with holding on to Jalen under the premise that we're just going to keep these young guys and build. So if you're not going to match it, or if you're not going to strike a deal at season's end, just with him, without him going, getting another offer and coming back and matching it, then it's infuriating he didn't trade him. And obviously I've been against trading him. I love Jalen, but if the whole, if you're just going to let him go, that's idiotic. And I might call for Inge's head, not even firing, just his head.
So would you, you would give him 4 120?
Definitely.
Would you give him 5 170? If he was like, I want this, or I'm going to free agency, would you give him for the extra year, or would you let him play it out?
What's the, I'm okay with playing out the season. And if they give him, if like he has such a year, they give him 5 170 next offseason, like I'm you're not going to see me complain, but he'd have to go out and do that. I want to keep Jalen. I want to keep our young guys and build. So I've seen a lot of people being like, oh, well, we have too many other people under contract. It's like, all right, dude, if we're not going to pay any of our guys, like just fold the franchise and leave. Like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, I've long said I would play it out, but I can't think of a single thing he could do this year, like realistically, to where I feel comfortable giving him 5 for 170. That's just a lot of money.
For sure. Another 5 170 guy who already signed recently came out and said he rediscovered his love for basketball this offseason. Like, that's troublesome.
Yeah, somebody pulled up, you know, was the last guy to say that?
No.
Right before he signed the max deal, Karl-Anthony Towns. You know who they both play with? James Ooh. Butler.
Oh, man.
Two straight years, guys immediately got the most possible money they could have gotten and were like, yeah, man, I just had to get back to loving the game.
I just had to get that old man away from me.
So, yeah, fast forward to Bam signing 5 for 170 and then being like, yeah, I just had to get my juice back.
That's very funny. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. That makes it much funnier. It was already funny just saying that as a guy like third year in the league. But the only thing, the commonality between the two is just Jimmy Butler getting the fuck away from them. That's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Money well spent.
So many assets given up by both sides to acquire that guy.
Jalen's 51.
Okay, so not as good as Lauri Markkanen, according to ESPN.
Yes, by one. DeRozan's 46. That's got to hurt.
He's ahead of Klay Thompson, who... Yeah. This is what I was trying to explain to Jack Mack, because they have previous ranking here. So they said Markkanen jumped from 66 to 50, which I'd argue he probably jumped a little bit more than that. He was really fucking good last year.
Mm-hmm. I think it was honestly probably 66 was probably too high last year, so it was like, we can't have him jump like...
Ah, true.
Yeah, we can't have him jump... He probably should have jumped 30 spots, but it's like, we can't put him top, like, 36 already.
But the previous year, they had Klay at 18. So I was like, what on the court did you see, or did anyone see, that would have dropped him 31 spots other than an injury?
Listen, you know what the best ability is. I don't need to say it. Ability. Ability is the best ability.
That's true. Bojan Bogdanovic. What went from unranked to 48th?
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good. I like Bojan. I wouldn't take him over Lauri.
No. He's right behind John Collins, and I'd comfortably take John Collins before him.
Correct. Now, John Collins versus Lauri, I think, is very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Like, power forwards are kind of just back. Like, I'm looking at his, like, Aaron Gordon's a power forward in the 40s.
Does Miles he know
Turner,
that?
I mean, he thinks he's like James Harden. Like, Kevin Love's 43. Miles Turner, 44, which I guess he's technically center, but he's, if you're playing he and Sabonis, it's still traditional big. Zion, 42. He's a power forward. LaMarcus Aldridge, 41, power forward. Draymond, 38. Ali Horford, who would probably be playing power forward now, 37. So it's this is only 30s through 50s, and that was like 10.
Kyle Lowry's Peach, 39th. That's power forward.
Little low.
Power bottom. Tatum. I can't believe Tatum was 25th last year. That's outrageous.
I'm surprised Donovan Mitchell ain't like... I feel like it's... It's that Donovan Mitchell touch, man. Like, once people just anoint who's going to be the next star, no matter what season they have, it's like, oh, boy.
I mean, 25. They didn't think there were 25 better players. Like, I don't care how high you were on Tatum. Top 25 is absurd.
Chris Paul fell from 11 to 32. That's rough.
Kristaps went up from 59 to 34.
Sure. Listen, he lifted weights and took pictures with the guys in the gym. He's clearly putting in the work.
We've never seen anyone from his draft class, especially a big man, just put on a bunch of weight while they were hurt and then have setbacks. Never.
Great. I got one I didn't see. Tobias Harris, 29. I don't hate it. I just wouldn't immediately think of Tobias Harris like a top 30 player.
Well, that's the thing. They have Drew Holiday at 31. Would you take Tobias over Drew Holiday? I wouldn't.
No, not at all.
Devin Booker, 30. Probably the most modest. He went from 31 to 30 over the. Like, that seems fair.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's like he's 30. Mitchell's 20. But the thing is, Bradley Beal's 19. I feel like he's comfortably better than both those guys. So it's like I don't have a problem with either one of those guys, but it's like something got to give because Beal's a lot better. Like Towns is 18. Both those guys are more than one or two better than Donovan Mitchell.
All right, I think I see the problem with why they put – they just don't know how to rank the 20s, it would appear.
Kimba's 17, so I don't know. This can include off-season play.
Yeah, that's pretty high. Kemba's not better than Karl Anthony Towns. That's ridiculous. But, like, Tatum being 25th makes a little bit more sense now because he, like, having Trae Young over – and I like Trae Young a lot. Having him over Devin Booker, over even Tobias right now, over a fair amount of guys, I think, like, maybe let's pump the brakes a little. Just a little.
I don't hate – because, again, like, for what Tobias is going to be, he is the, what, fourth best player on his team?
So, yes, he'll fluctuate between like second best and oh boy, Rogers stinks, dude. He'll fluctuate between like the second and fourth best on a given night.
Yeah, and so Trae Young, like if it's going to work, he's gonna have to be the best player. So if you're putting only based on that, I don't hate it.
He also, and I know it's guard defense, but he might be the worst defender in the league.
Like you said, that was guard defense, though. So what? Tell Tobias to be a point guard.
True. That's fair. Fox, 25, went from not ranked 25th. That has to be the highest leap out of anyone on this list.
He's going to be negative 50 next year.
It was not because Pascal Siakam went from not ranked to 22nd.
I got to say, tremendous player. Love him. He jumped from 30 to 13. CJ McCollum is not the 13th best player in the league.
No, he sure is. He might have. He's like a journalist now, so he may have written on this list.
Again, I'm fine with it, but honest to God, is he the 13th best player in his conference? Like, he's never made an All-Star game. So I don't think, like, that's not a troll. That's a legitimate question.
To be fair, yeah, I think you could make the argument he's the 13th best since they only take 12 people.
Yeah, so let's see if anybody, oh boy, they got some Eastern Conferences ahead of here, so the math's not mathing.
Yeah, the math is not mathing. I also don't understand how someone goes from 20 to 11 after the year that they had.
Hey, second team All-NBA?
So it should be higher then.
I'm fine with it. You can't displace CJ McCollum.
Yeah, Paul George only went from 14 to 10 after having just a historic season by most metrics.
Yeah, by all first team All-NBA, first team defense, third MVP jump four spots.
And Durant's out, like not even on the list.
Yeah, I gotta say, Dame's like, I sent another entire I broke up an entire franchise. I jumped one spot.
Just one. Damn it. Him and Devin Booker up one each. The only reason they moved up is because Durant's hurt. That's it. That's the only reason. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Embiid, too, because Embiid went from 9 to 8.
Jokic went from – all right, Jokic versus Embiid's interesting because they have Jokic ahead of him.
I mean, he got first team this year to Embiid's second team, so I can see the basis of this ranking.
Steph dropped from 2 to 6. That feels unwarranted.
Listen, Anthony Davis is back again. He went up a year, went up one. Harden dropped, which is rough, man. One MVP. raised his scoring average by like 6 points. Worse.
Yeah, I don't. LeBron dropped. I don't know why he was one last year, but yeah, I guess I don't.
I don't, going into. I mean, I had him one like I feel like I said, I was like, I think this is the last year that's probably the case.
I remember.
So, yeah, I don't hate it last year. This year, even, I don't know, three's high. Like, if you're like for only this season, we're including regular season, Harden's got a very good argument in there.
I was going to say, yeah, I wouldn't take him over Harden.
Would you take Steph over?
Over LeBron?
Yeah.
Yes.
80?
Yeah. You'd have to.
ESPN didn't, so have to feels a
no,
bit
they
extreme,
sure didn't.
But, Jokic?
No.
So that would put LeBron's. I think Harden's a real. I think I would. I don't know. Steph's a really interesting one just because. I think Steph's going to, like, average 35 this year.
I would love to see him just basically attempt what Harden has been doing in Houston.
How many games would he make it, though?
Are you saying that because Harden has proven to be so durable and it's just harder than he makes it look, or because of Steph's injury history?
Both, honestly. Because, like, if they're both doing it, but Harden's like, yeah, I just play 78 games every year. That's just what I do.
Right. I guess probably because Steph's such a better outside shooter than Harden and wouldn't have to rely on his strength in terms of how many free throws. Like, if he's just hitting threes at a higher rate and not taking as many free throws as Harden does to get those numbers, I could see it.
But I mean, like, that's part of it. Like, Harden might take 15 threes and 15 free throws this year. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like a thing I could see them talking about. Like, he's averaging like 14.9 free throws and 15.1 threes heading into the last week. And they're like, oh, if he just takes 17 this game, he'll have 15 and 15.
And then Russell Westbrook's like, I'm going to see to it that does not happen.
I'm very excited to watch them, too. Very excited.
I'm really trying. I don't. LeBron is a weird one because, again, like, if it's just the per game basis, which again, games don't matter anymore. He still had a great year last year. So if it's like he just got hurt, I don't know how far I can drop him.
You don't have him ahead of Giannis, right?
No.
You don't have him ahead of Kawhi?
No.
And Kawhi, I mean, they're saying his load management won't be the same this year. Feels like a perilous idea, but we'll also see how it plays out. He has a history of telling franchises to go fuck themselves, and he's going to do what he wants to do. So it's like per game.
I could see him playing because he's not recovering from a major injury, knock on wood.
Right.
So I think I don't think he's going to press himself to play 82, but I think he played like 58 last year. Like, I wouldn't. Like, if he played
65.
If he played 65 to 70 games, I wouldn't be surprised.
Fair. So that's two. Harden or LeBron for you?
I think that's really where the debate is. Because it, like, the points and assists, if LeBron just wanted, like, took over the offense like that, he could do that. And he's a better rebounder. And, like, Harden's a great passer. LeBron's a better passer. Defensively, Harden is a better defender, but it's guard defense, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think I would actually go LeBron.
Harden also, any Rockets fan will tell you, Harden's post defense, just because he's so burly, very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
He might just be guard Dirk, the more I think about it.
Which, again, more than fine with what he does offensively. But I do also think, I won't say a different LeBron defensively. I just think it's just going to look different with Anthony Davis behind. Like, if he does the same exact thing, but has Anthony Davis behind him, he's going to look like a better defender.
Well, yeah, because Lakers will allow less points.
Yeah, so like that's just – so is that like, oh, LeBron stepped it up on defense? I mean, or Anthony Davis was behind him to block three shots a game. Like he, but that's going to make his like defensive advance numbers look better. It's going to be like, should LeBron be getting some second team all defense? Well, no, probably not, but he might be average now.
So AD or Harden then? Ah, boy.
I think I go Harden.
Big of you.
Yeah, I think I go Harden.
Obviously, Harden versus Steph. You seem to favor Harden.
I'm trying. I want him to. I don't know if he would. Like, I really want like Steph and Draymond to have just a pissed off year.
Oh, they will.
Well, I don't. Draymond already got paid. That's what I.
I don't think that has any impact on his emotions.
It won't on his emotions. I think it will on his body because he's already, like, it's not like, okay, I'm going to the last year of my deal. I can't play myself into shape in March. Now he's like, hey, man, I got $100 million coming in. Like, I'll be ready by June, but these first 72 games, yeah, I'll have that slice of cake. Another drink? Yeah, okay.
I think if Clay were healthy, obviously we'll find out, but I think if Clay were healthy, I would buy that more. I think he knows. Like, I don't think he's even spoken to D'Angelo Russell yet. That would shock me if he knew he was even on the team.
I feel like it's the other way around. I feel like as soon as he, like, he might have been one, like, yeah, no, listen, I've been reading the CBA out in the parking lot. I found out we can do a trade for D'Angelo for Durant, just throwing a pick.
Listen, if he pulled that off, I'm ready to put Draymond ahead of Jerry West, both player and general manager.
Hey, let me see him do it for a couple different teams, but he's definitely getting an earlier start than Jerry did.
Fair. More than – well, Jerry didn't, like – I don't think they had trades back then.
Sounds like a him problem.
Yeah. Obviously, Durant excluded for very legitimate reasons, but – even with, if you just remove the numbers, would you say these are the top 10 players?
I would say yes.
Trying to see who's
trying
in
to
his.
Say like yeah. So I'm trying. I think Kyrie is 11.
He
I
is.
Don't remember who's like 12.
12 is Westbrook.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. These feel like the top 10 players to me.
I already know all season, much like top 5 Stafford. It's just going to be top 13 McCollum, just the rest of his life.
Yeah. Poor Jennifer.
Gobert, 14.
It's not a sexy pick, but that guy's really good.
Really good. It's tough because he's a victim of constantly trying, and when you do that, you end up getting spun around like a top by like Steph Curry and other guards sometimes. And that's like, you, if he's on your team, you want a guy who's gonna, like, he doesn't really care about getting embarrassed. He's like, I'm just gonna try and make a play even if I'm overmatched here. But those kind of highlights, I think, take away from even me appreciating him as good as he is.
Yeah, no, you should have seen what he did to Team USA.
That happened at like 4 a.m. It might as well have not even happened.
Oh, listen, it happened.
Ben Simmons, 15.
Feels high.
Like moved up from 19.
Yeah, like I don't. He had basically. I feels like the exact same statistical season.
Oh, he did. I think better defense.
I'd give him that. So, but like, if you tell me, would you have Luka or Ben Simmons?
I was just about to ask that. I still lean Simmons, but this year will tell me a lot.
I'm not married
to that take.
Yeah, like I'd go Luka, but I wouldn't. I'm not like, oh, easily. You'd be an idiot to pick Simmons. But if I did have the choice, I would pick Luka. Like, I think Towns versus Simmons is legitimate. I think Beal versus Simmons, like Beal had a hell of a year last year, is legit.
He did.
After, like, Mitchell versus Simmons, not as much of an argument since. Not as much, no. Like Jimmy Butler, because it's like, Simmons is probably better, but when they were on the same team, Jimmy Butler was felt like clearly the second best player on that team.
Yeah. I do think, like, Towns went backwards on this list from 17 to 18, and that's, again, with Durant coming out, so he kind of really fell back two spots.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care for it. Don't care for it. Hit Devontae Adams, you jackass.
Yeah, they're just going to cover him.
No, I mean, he's open every play. He's obviously had a huge game, but, like, dude, get him a touch, get him a tutty, Rodgers. What's the beef?
He's like, I'd rather get strip sack.
Because even this, it's like, can Towns be? For some reason, too, one thing I don't understand about this list, and I didn't really read the prologue, so maybe that's on me. They put projected RPM wins on this. That's like really the only stat they gave for the projection. And Jimmy Graham, you son of a bitch. They have Towns at 10.4 projected, and then they have Kemba a spot above him projected 4.9. So I guess my question is, why the fuck even include it if it's not going to matter?
It's only just to make us angry, and it's working like a charm.
Big charm.
You said his was what? Towns was what? 10 point something?
10.4.
Let's see. Yeah, Paul George's is 8.3. Dame's is 9.4. Embiid 9.1. Jokic 12.1. So by that would put Towns at the eighth best player in the league. But he's 18. What can you do?
Yeah, and the reasoning is like Kirk Goldsberry, like, can Towns become as good on defense as he is on his offense? Well, I mean, that would be literally the best player in the league.
Is he going to become a transcendent defender? I have my doubts.
Like, I think I could already build a pretty strong case that Towns is the most gifted offensive big man of all time. I could build that. Like, you could argue against it, of course, with players in the league now. But just the outrageous volume in which he's scored and the efficiency in which he's shot from all over the field. You could argue that. So if his defense has to become the best of all time in order for him to move up on this list, maybe ESPN shouldn't talk about basketball anymore.
So I also got to say, if he's getting like those 10 projected wins with bad defense, boy, oh boy. Shit, like, can he just get it to average? That's got to be 15 wins.
Yeah, and they're blaming Towns specifically for their defense being ranked 24th last year. A roster that was in flux literally since training camp. And then when they acquired Robert Covington, he was almost instantly hurt. A roster that was very much in flux all year. But, yeah, it's only Towns. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to – like, I know Covington didn't play after – New Year. I'm not sure when Ryan Saunders came in. I know it was either not long before that or after that. So I feel like we haven't seen this team defensively. Like what it's going to be. But I can tell you they stink because Towns is the head of it.
And they're bad. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I like Kemba a lot. It's just a when I saw him as top 20, that was a tad shocking to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where he's at. Like, Conley's 24, and I think Conley versus Kemba is a decent argument.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
And I feel like 24 feels right. I just feel like Kemba should be in that. Like, whichever one you prefer, I can see either side. But that didn't feel like 7-8 spots of difference. Also, Blake jumped from 33 to 23. He's like, I made all NBA. Like, what the hell? What do I have to do to get into the top 20?
That's where it's last year plus projection or this year. I wouldn't be surprised if he took not a step back, but if he was a little bit more banged up. Like, towards the end of the year, he was banged up. He had that big-ass knee brace on in the playoffs.
Real big.
So that one, I'm just glad to see him back in the top 25.
But also, it's like, it's just 1-to-1. Is he a better player than Pascal Siakam? Because right now I can't say that he is, and I love Siakam. Like, Blake was doing this as the number one guy. And we'll get to see what, like, see, and maybe he does take that leap. But I'd like to see it first.
Yeah. I mean, Siakam's just a guy who every time he's been given more opportunity, he's stepped up. So I'm not going to go against that guy.
You know who else has stepped up? All NBA member Blake Griffin.
For sure.
Who now shoots threes.
Well, he always shoots three. He always shot threes. Now he just hits them.
And now he gets to pass to Joe Johnson.
7-time All-Star Joe Johnson.
Can Siakam say the same? No, he can't.
But he also may not get the ball because he plays with Derrick Rose now.
If they're going to bring him off the bench, I don't hate it. But we'll see. Dwayne Casey's got he's got some options.
No matter what, he'll be on the court with at least one of Reggie Jackson or Derrick Rose.
Listen, if it's Rose from last year, if he's not going to pass because he's hitting 44% of his threes, they can cope with that. Reggie Jackson? Well, I don't know. What
you do? Well, that's a different conversation.
Nice guy, snazzy dresser, good father, maybe. I don't know.
I want to interview that Pistons fan who only talks shit to Reggie Jackson. Do you remember that guy?
All of them? Every Pistons fan?
Yeah, but this guy gets courtside and just only heckles him for the entirety of the game.
It's just Russell Westbrook.
Probably. I'm just looking through. They got Mitchell Robinson, 98th.
Yeah, that.
Got to get some Knicks clicks. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Because I don't know if he's on this list, so his name wouldn't have come up organically. Yesterday was your baby boy, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, Tyler, shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Shocked to find out that Michael K. Basketball players age slower than any other sport. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist being 26 years of age, I think the reason Mark Stein announced that law or that new rule coming out was because he saw this tweet by the NBA. He couldn't believe Michael Kidd-Gilchrist was trying to pass himself off as a 26-year-old. There's no fucking chance this guy's 26.
He's going into season number 8, man. That was just a young. It's like AD, Bill, it's that draft, but he was the youngest of those guys.
So clearly.
So he's legit going to be a 13-year vet, and he's like, oh boy, 30 years old.
He's also, he's got two middle names too, which, Michael Anthony Edward Kidd-Gilchrist. Allegedly born September 26, 1993. Someone pointed out today he played for the Bobcats and is somehow still 26. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, that guy played with Steven Jackson.
Gerald Wallace.
Yeah. It's going to be the Booker. I think Jaren Jackson. Booker's going to be the next guy. Where it's just wait, what? Year 10? He's 24. What?
I can't. Yeah, he signed a 4-year, $52 million deal in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the last year of his deal?
It is, and I cannot wait for him to sign somewhere for a very low, sign with the Spurs or some good team for a cheap number because people think he stinks. And it's oh boy, did he stink or was he just in Charlotte?
Yeah, because last year he played 64 games, only started 3 of them, was getting a tick over 18 minutes a game. I find it hard to believe that someone who possesses just as many different skills couldn't break Charlotte's big man rotation.
Well, it's 19 men ahead of him. So he's the elder statesman of the group. So he was just being polite. I really think his next move, I don't think he'll get to do it this year because I think they still have 100 big men. But when he signs somewhere next year to be somebody's backup center, that's when it's going to be oh boy, who knew? Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Good. Still 27.
Whole career ahead of him.
Yeah, listen, 34% from 3 last year, 77% career high from the free throw line. And I'm telling, just play him
well, that's not true.
Play him like Kevon Looney. Which part?
He shot 78% in 2016-2017, friend. Started all 81 games that year, too.
It must be two Kidd-Gilchrists.
Maybe.
I'm fine. Okay, listen. So it was better than I thought. Okay. I'll wear that.
Yeah, no, I'll never understand what Charlotte's doing. Ever.
No, no, you know what they're being bad is what they're doing. But
they sure are. Our pal Terry does look fantastic. And did you see the picture of him in the Hornets jersey?
Very strong. Strong number.
Very two. Strong. Yeah, now he doesn't. I mean, he was always Rozier the third. Rocking three like that. It's a good move.
Yeah, let me see. Last year, he was behind Biombo, Hernan Gomez, Kaminsky, Cody Zeller, and Marvin Williams. And then you slide in MKG as a big. So once he goes somewhere where he can be the second, maybe third big instead of six, I think he'll do all right.
I wouldn't hate him in Boston. I'm throwing that out there. Wouldn't hate it one bit.
Many would.
You would.
Listen, I'm loving wherever he goes. It makes mind to me.
That's cool. As long as you just want him to play somewhere.
He don't even have to play. I just want him to get paid somewhere.
You just said you don't even care. You wanted him to get a low deal just so he could play.
No, I said that's going to, like, that's just bad. It's like, oh, yeah, boy. True. Look who Denver's new backup center is. Jeremy Grant went elsewhere. And
MKG, yeah, that's actually is terrifying.
MKG is backing up Jokic now.
You know what's most likely to happen? Phoenix is going to give him a huge deal, and we're going to be like, ah, no, nah, come on, Michael.
And I'm going to be like, yes, 4 for $85.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Done. Just did it. That was easy.
That was easy. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Earlier in this game, someone from PFF asked if the Packers defense was actually good or if they had just played a slew of bad quarterbacks. And I was like, well, no, I think the defense is fine. Their special teams has not set up their defense in any or helped them in any manner. And now their defense is like, oh, no, we kind of stink.
Listen, you play the juggernaut Eagles. Jordan, bad Howard, and Carson stinks Wentz.
I had people yelling at me on Twitter, no less, because I pointed out that Carson Wentz hates sliding, doesn't even know it's an option. And Jordan Howard, 3-touchdown game.
That just makes him tough.
They were like, oh, it was third down. Well, yeah, he didn't get the first down, so I don't know if that's relevant. Him trying to truck through someone and not making it. Perhaps maybe he should have slid there. Maybe save himself a little, some wear and tear.
That's not how Philly rolls.
I don't understand why teams are so averse to playing Jordan Howard. He's kind of dominating this game.
That's what I was like, is he still bad now that, like, Tariq Cohen has looked bad as the number one back in Chicago? And Jordan Howard is, like, even before this game, I think it was like 4 or something. Like, he was having a fine year, having a great game tonight. But it's like, wow. I wonder if it was just playing with Mitch Trubisky.
But even Philly through the first 3 weeks, like, every Eagles fan on my timeline and talking to Smitty and Fran in the office, they're like, why? We don't understand why we don't just give him the ball more. Every time he touches it, something good happens.
I mean, listen, he had one good year, one bad year, so clearly he stinks. I'm going off what was more recent.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this game, which would be the most recent. But yes, no, I take that back. He had two good years in Chicago. My bad. I thought it was only one.
Oh, yeah. No, no. It was just the most recent one.
Mm-hmm. 1,300 yards, 1,100 yards, then 900, but on 3.7 per. Yuck. Mm.
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah, I'm going to lay off Trubisky because I'm not sure he deserves as much blame as he gets.
That's the game, man. He's the quarterback. He's always going to get.
It is, but you ever plenty of other people can do that. Nagy, he gets those first 15 plays. He's got those ready by Tuesday. And then play 16 rolls around. He's like, ah, boy, I didn't see that coming.
I wonder if that affected Jordan Howard last year. You mean to tell me that was his first year and that was Jordan Howard's first bad year? Nah, come on. Give me a break.
It doesn't add up. It certainly does not add up. Trying to find a nice gif and or gif of eating. There aren't many good ones.
Now I'm throwing up because Jordan Howard makes me sick. What else makes me sick? Melvin Gordon just realizing, like, if I don't come back now, they're going to change the locks on me.
Well, I mean, I think we can call it worst holdout ever. Like, least effective, didn't accomplish anything.
I was going to say that. Or I mean, it's like I know Trent Brown is trying to get traded, and he hasn't been, but he's like, I'm just not going to play like that. There ain't going to be no week six for Trenny boy. I'm just out. No one was like, all right, you guys clearly need me. It's like, nah, we're doing pretty. All right, I'll say no more. Eckler's thinks cut Justin Jackson.
Trent Williams.
Yeah, Williams, not Brown. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go to Turks and Caicos till y'all figure this out. Melvin Gordon's like, what? Who called my name? I wasn't sleeping outside the office.
Yeah, just, and according to Ken Jack, before he reported, the Chargers actually upped the offer to, I think he said 10.4.
Over how many years? 10?
Four.
10 million over 4 years?
To which Gordon declined. Now, they didn't come out with what would have been guaranteed in that, so I don't know if that got lower than the original offer. Like, they offered more annual but less guaranteed to make themselves look better. I could certainly see that of happening. But, I mean, buddy, it's just awful. If he'd done this last offseason, because last offseason, it would have made him more tradable, more desirable to, like, a team maybe willing to pay him. And B, that's when Zeke did his after that third year. So it was just completely fumbled from start to finish. Whoever his agent is should be fired. If he doesn't have one, if that was all Melvin, he doesn't get to make decisions anymore.
I'll say that I don't know if there was ever a time for him to hold out like that, because he was never Zeke. Like, and that was my concern at the time. It was like, I just don't know. Like, when are they going to be like, okay, enough is enough. We need 3.9 yards per carry back, and we must give him a massive pay raise.
It wasn't this year, so
either way, MG's back.
At least, because even Kendrick was saying, at least last year he was coming off two very strong years. Like, last year was a down year in comparison to those 2 years. So to pull it now, it just was never going to work in its favor, and it sure didn't.
Jordan Howard just holds out. Average 3.7. Pay me.
He should hold out like now, like mid game. Like, he's like, I'm not going back in until I get a new deal.
Listen, they probably getting spanked with that. This and the just not covering Devontae Adams is really keeping the Eagles in this one. Excuse me, keeping the Packers in this one.
Yeah, and I would prefer. They highlighted in the first half that when Devontae Adams was on the right side of the field, I think it's Austin Maddox, just had no prayer covering him. So naturally, LaFleur has put him on the left side of the field against the much bigger corner, who's doing a much better job. Just brilliant. Mm-hmm. Coaching, it just isn't as hard as they make it look.
To be fair to Maddox, I got to, like, for each of the 19 passes Devontae Adams caught in the first quarter, there was nobody, like, even within the frame. I was like, that can't be Maddox. That feels like if everybody's out of place, that can't be just him.
The Green Bay's got 327 passing yards to Philly's 151. Down 7. Awesome.
$134 million guaranteed.
Is that Rodgers?
I thought it was Wynn. I thought Rodgers got more. I thought Rodgers got like 150 or something. Or no, he got I think he got the most, like, he got like 100 million within like 12 months or whatever. I don't know what his total one was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was, yeah, whatever his deal was, it was like all of it gets paid by Monday.
Yeah. That would seem like Julio got that too. Feels like the kind of deal I'd want.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, the years, I don't really make too much of that, but I would like to have it in my account by the end of this conversation. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's like, you know what sport I'm playing? I might die before I spend any of this money. That'd be no fun. What's the point?
Like, I think Julio got 66 guaranteed, and it was like 64 has to be paid by, like, New Year. They were like, we will not pay those extra. You will earn those, Jones.
He's like, I don't even care, dude. I have a $500,000 earring at the bottom of the lake.
I'm good. Me and Sexual Jumanji, you're going to get that earring. Or die trying.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see it. I know usually I'd hate to see it. This is something I would love to see.
Yeah, I'm just giving the thumbs up before we plummet to our death. It'd be great. We went out doing what we love. Dying.
Every time someone leaves the field paralyzed and they put the thumb up, I'm like, who's this for?
Yeah, we gotta stop the, like, if you're legitimately fine, but if you give the thumbs up and minutes later they have to tweet, no, he's got all feelings in his extremities. Okay. Thumb sideways.
I'll tell you what, no one being stretchered off a field is fine.
Yeah, like with all, they're like, no. We have to strap your neck very securely. Do not move at all. Except your thumb. Put that up.
Give it to me, Devontae. God damn it, dude.
Oh, boy. 19 catches, 352 yards, 0 touchdowns. Jimmy Graham, 4 catches, 4 yards, 4 touchdowns.
That wasn't even good defense. He just dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this replay. No, it hit his arm. All right. All right, still should have caught it, but all right. Maybe go up and get it, high point it. Rodgers can't believe it.
Like I said, Rodgers threw an absolute duck earlier. It hit the mark, which is all that matters, but they were like, what a pass by Rodgers. This shit is getting hilarious.
I mean,
once Baker threw that 4-yard slant and Odell took it 8. Brett Favre, gunslinger. Reminds me of myself out there, Joe.
There we go. Nice catch, Devontae. Oh, now he's hurt. No, he's okay.
Where's his thumb?
Broke off his body.
But can they hold the detached thumb up?
The funniest shit was in the first half when, when Rodgers was trying to do the hard count and even people in the stands were like, this isn't working, bud. No one's fighting.
Yeah. Blue 51.
How about 52? Nope. They didn't fall for that one either. All right.
And delay a game offense number 12.
He tried to do it before the 2-minute warning. I've never seen anyone try and get the old 2-minute warning jump offside. So that's not a thing.
It is now. He's a genius. Years, light years ahead.
This has turf toe written all over it for Devontae. I'm sick. Sick.
Oh, yeah, that's not a nagging injury, so.
That'll be cleared up by Saturday.
I think Deion Sanders still got a nagging turf toe injury.
They're going to score a touchdown before Devontae gets back in this game. I already know.
Oh, yeah. I did keep hearing this. It's like, oh, boy, you guys are fucked now. Rodgers got a defense. Okay.
34-27.
Yeah, to Stinky Howard.
Yeah, to 18 points on his own. I have no idea who this, but Laser? Is this man's name Laser? Is this the XFL? What's happening here?
Probably.
And I'm right in the hands. Lazard. That's not a name. I don't care for it.
Jimmy Graham getting a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't care for that either. Young page users text me, Devontae, 10 for 8, 180. Does that work for you? No, it doesn't. Where are the 2 touchdowns I was promised?
Yeah, I mean, at least 1.
Still not on the field. Don't care for this. Jimmy Graham, another touchdown. Hell yeah. Oh, no, he dropped it. Real shame. Mm-hmm.
I guess also last episode we talked about Matt Ryan. I forgot Matt Ryan already signed an extension. Like, I was thinking I was thinking this was it last year, but they signed the deal last year because, again, for some reason, you can't have a lame duck quarterback. I don't know why. But, yeah, no, they can get out of it after 2021, but it doesn't end until after 2023, so there's that.
$100 million guaranteed money.
A lot of scratch.
$30 million a year. Yeah, Jameis, super lame duck quarterback. Oh, boy, you hate to see it.
I think Mariota, the lamest duck quarterback I've ever seen.
Oh, I would be... Like, Tannehill's going to start games this year.
I think it was... Mariota has zero touchdown passes in, I think, 22 games since he's started.
That's alarming.
He's played like 24. Like, this is, he hadn't exactly been Mr. Durability.
Eesh. That's not great.
I can't believe the goal line fade didn't work.
It usually does. Are you sure it didn't work?
No, I'm positive. I'm...
Oh, boy. You talk about just a terrible... Did you see this third round? Or this third down play yet?
I'm trying... No, I'm still on the replay of him dropping this one-on-one with a much smaller defender.
He can't jump anymore. It hurts to watch.
He hadn't looked right since the Saints, man. I don't know if it's the uniform or what.
Yeah, that was... I like that they're going for it on from the one-yard line.
LaFleur, man, Quicks. It's basically McVay.
Ah, Jimmy, dude. Yikes.
41 dropbacks, one sack, four knockdowns. Feels pretty good. Except for the sack, there was a fumble. Outside that.
Yeah, Rodgers befuddled. Absolutely befuddled.
Man. This is the most talented quarterback of all time.
Even fucking in the first half, white Jay-Z was out here saying, a two-minute drive, no quarterback I'd rather have. Before he could finish the sentence, false start. Because Rodgers and his stupid hard count. And he just powered through the sentence. CTE going strong.
Nah, I respect that, man. What's he supposed to do? Switch it up and have a sensible take? Get out of here.
Yeah. Nah, never mind. This guy stinks.
Yeah, it's like I spoke too soon there.
Oh, really, man.
Didn't get it. That's rough.
No, it hit Jimmy Graham right in the hands.
I feel like three of these first and goal plays hit Jimmy Graham in the hands. None of them stayed in his hands.
No, they sure didn't. We started Jimmy Graham weeks one and two. Week one, caught a touchdown, big contributor. Week two, 0 points. Cut him. Mm. Week three, 0 points. Felt good about it. This week, by my calculations, he's got 14 points. Should arguably have 21.
He should have about 38.
I'm happy we cut him.
Yeah. Enough of the small talk. Did you watch Ballers?
Buddy, of course.
Oh, boy.
I did forget. I knew we had something to talk about, and I kept talking about this Packers game because I couldn't remember what the fuck it was. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never, in my wildest dreams, thought we'd be talking about murder.
Yeah, man. I got to say, the most casual murder I've ever seen since... I don't know what season it was.
I thought you were going to say something else. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Not since November in Dallas, silly boy.
Right, that was somehow worse than what I was trying to stop you from saying.
No, since I don't know what season it was of Power. Raina, the daughter, got killed, and it was just a very casual shooting death. Not as casual as this one, boy. RIP. Spoiler
Cassante.
RIP Cassante, man. Wow.
That wasn't even like slow motion. He just took his gun out and held it there for a very long time before pulling the trigger. Kassan didn't even flinch. Kind of went out like a G. Gotta respect it.
I don't know, man. I feel like you. I don't even think it's a flinch. I just feel like it's an automatic reaction. Like, oh boy, yeah, a hole in my chest that should not be there.
Oh, I was talking about even before that.
Like when he was like, I don't need a gun to whoop your ass. Good, because I got one. I need one.
Wildly unrealistic that the Colts would ever, or the Colts, the Chiefs would ever cut someone just for being a bad human being.
Listen, after the way they would negotiate with Mahomes, man, I don't put nothing past them.
Just terrible. And it's being reported in the real world that they're looking at north of 200, and they're like, he's not exactly Russell Wilson.
Like, we'll give him a smidge under Russell Wilson. Would you like that, yes? The reigning MVP being paid like a never MVP, yes?
Like, the seventh. They're showing replays of Devontae holding his foot. That's not what I like to see.
Looks like he's yelling at the injury to me. Yeah.
But yes, ballers. Trying to think what else happened in this. Now that death is very prominent on this show, I think Charles Green's going to die too.
I can see that. Next episode opens up there at a funeral. You think it's Cassandra, it's just Chuck Green laying in the box. What if they brought in a Seifert to be the new GM?
We need, if this season doesn't have Seifert, what's it for? What's it all for?
Charles Green gets the pearly gate. Charles Green. I bet you'd like to walk in this motherfucker, wouldn't you? Yes, sir, Mr. Seifert.
I'm fucking your wife here too, Charles Green.
Me and St. Peter. We got your bitch putting numbers on the board, Charles Green.
I couldn't believe
she's pregnant with my child.
Is Kamara a free agent in this universe? I don't understand.
No, I looked up during this. He's got this year and next year.
No. He becomes
restricted. Oh, yeah.
I just mean in the Ballers universe, do they like? Is this like technically 3 years in the future? Is that what happened?
It can't be because Mahomes. Like that's the thing. Like that's where they fucked it up. Because Mahomes, I guess can get an extension now. Kamara still has three more. And that's all. Yeah, nice coffee shop conversation. Did you hear what your agent said? Oh man, I might got to get out of New Orleans.
It doesn't make really any sense, Mahomes, were they the same draft or no?
They may have been, because I know it's like first rounder to not first rounder, but
right, it was a year less.
Yeah, let me see. Was that 2017? I think it was.
Yeah, for Mahomes at least it was.
Okay, yeah, that's the Kamara year, because that's. Because first year, he's got the fifth round guarantee, so then it doesn't make sense that way either.
I'm trying to help Rashad Mendenhall out here. I don't.
Man. We got Larry Johnson writing these shows.
Ah, boy, all right.
They mentioned Vernon got a $20 million signing bonus. That stinks. Like, they're saying Vernon's like, they say he's like the Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald got like $60 million. He got $20 million? Like, you should be fired, Crutell.
Well, I mean, he's fat, he smokes weed and plays video games. I wouldn't have given him I'd pay him like a running back, is what I'd do.
Nah, it's boss man. You know, boss man's cutting the check.
And I also don't understand what kind of offense are they trying to build for the Rams? Oh, yeah, because, no, where they keep fucking themselves is they keep mentioning the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl. So it has to be this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all this. It's like that.
It's higgledy piggledy to say the least.
You know, we should do Charles Green. Give more money to a running back. I know they didn't. Cause yeah, that's the Rashard Mendenhall. No, paying running backs. It's basically the big trend in the NFL. And the Hollywood guys are like, okay, absolutely, yeah, sure thing, Rashard.
They want Gurley and oh boy. Jordan Howard dead. They got Gurley and they want Gurley and fucking, why am I blanking? I don't know. We've only been to Kamara in the same backfield. Mm-hmm. But also, I think they're going to move Kamara to the slot.
Yeah, to take it over for the recently deceased Keyshawn T.
I couldn't have less of an idea. What I do appreciate, Melvin Gordon and Nuke Hopkins and a very small Dante Fowler. I was told that was Dante Fowler.
Yeah, I had to look it up. I was like, what the hell? How is he smaller than Gordon and Hopkins? Whose defensive, like, whose edge rusher is this? This 198 pounds?
He went like third in the draft, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's listed, I think I looked this up, too.
6'3", 267.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, if that's true, then Gordon's 6'4", 270, and Nuke Hopkins is a slim 245.
At 6'6", yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I couldn't believe, I never would have guessed, a defensive player, maybe like a corner.
I heard him say Dante, and honestly, I was like, Fowler's the only one I can think of, but he's not big enough. So I was like, I'll just wait to the end. I don't know who that is. Like, nope, 5'11", 198, edge rusher.
Whenever Glenny Balls, because he asked me, he walked up to me, he's like, you watch Ballers, bitch? And I was like, all right, calm down. And I asked him, I was like, who was the third dude with him? He was like, oh, that was Dante Fowler. I was like, get the fuck out of here. But then
it would explain why he's been an underwhelming draft selection so far.
It sure would, Tyler. It sure fucking would. I mean, we talk about, like, passing on Aaron Donald because he's undersized is one thing. Dante Fowler being essentially Isaiah Thomas, I didn't see that one coming. I've only ever seen him in pads. He looks much bigger in pads, I'll tell you that.
He wear, like, those opposite of Michael Bennett pads.
He's got Earl Campbell's pads on.
Yeah, he wear the Barry Sanders joints.
I couldn't believe it. It was maybe the most, outside of the murder, that was maybe the most shocking thing that's ever happened on Ballers.
That, the $20 million signing bonus, and Ricky Jarrett not taking no pictures of no dudes tied with
that was crazy.
Ricky Harlem Jarrett.
Hey, I could see him being like, I don't take pictures like in a bathrobe. No, I just don't take pictures with dudes. Like, what?
Yeah, now we can have this conversation. We'll be very jovial, but a photograph to commemorate this occasion? No. That's absurd. RJ won't do that. I don't pump on that block.
They're showing a very, very hobbled Davante Adams just walking gingerly down the sideline. Awesome.
He got jacked up.
This game is simply too hot for TV.
You don't even talk like that, Troy Aikman. Also, I still can't get over, like, the Mahomes negotiate, like, that. Like, something every week takes me out of episode. This week, it was pretty much the intro. Anytime they do the documentary, I'm like, what? This just feels like we forgot to write 62% of the season. What? Okay, we'll show them in middle school for some reason. Like, if they just did a documentary right now about the owner of the Chiefs, I can't think of something I'd like to watch less.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't tune in for that.
There's not a single NFL owner I would watch a documentary. I don't know how many owners there are in general I'd watch a documentary on. It's like, yes, no, I was a...
I'm trying to think. There's definitely some. Like Ballmer? You'd watch a Ballmer doc.
I don't think I would. Is it like, I get, yeah, Microsoft, I get it. I don't really care. And even if it is, I don't care about you in middle school.
Yeah, no. No, definitely not then. I'm trying to see who else. Who used to own the Nets? Prokhorov? I might watch Prokhorov. That just to see.
I'd only watch it if it was done in Russian.
Definitely wearing your new sweatshirt?
Yeah, truly Stalin. I gotta say, some of those shits were fire, boy.
Big heat. Massive heat.
Wow. I got it. Man, part of getting elected, it was just like, boy, oh boy. Listen, I get it. I understand that because of this star on my necklace, this man wants me and my family dead. However, have you seen him in brown?
Listen, politics not great, but what a looker.
Boy, oh boy, the Benedict Arnold joint, the
very strong.
I was like, I don't hate it, man. Like, if these were Supreme, or if Kanye did these, people would be all over them.
Oh yeah, that one you put up of the like Sistine Chapel T-shirt.
Yeah, if Kanye dropped that for a $500 hoodie, it'd sell out.
I mean, I might get it. It's still without that. It's a strong shirt.
That then people started which I had no idea about. Did you know North Face used to drop like Communist Party jackets?
Oh, there's a fucking Za was wearing a hammer and sickle jersey the other day.
They're fire.
Listen, say what you want about our Soviet friends to the west and east, but tremendous branding.
Oh, yeah. Now, the hammer and the sickle, I'm telling you, like, even then back then, it's like, boy, oh, boy, I really disagree with the principles. But that looks good on a flag.
Well, yeah, like these Nikes that the Roche, the custom Roche runs. Oh, man. Yeah, the 3D full print Joseph Stalin apparel. Marked down on it. On a bargain.
Sheesh. I don't even know who this one is. It's a blue and white one, like some old English shit. This fire. They had the Nathaniel Forrest, like the original KKK joints in purple. I was like, oh boy.
I'm not going to lie. When you first posted that, I thought that was just Prince.
No, well, there was a Prince one.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a separate one that's specifically Prince. So they covered all their bases. I tell you, I'm just saying, I won't say the name, but the company knows who I'm talking about, and it'd be a real shame if they wanted to sponsor us and throw us each a hoodie. Just off the strength. Because he's like, man, oh man. That Robert E. Lee? Boy. They don't get fits. Like, what? The shit would now just be an ill-fitted suit. They don't dress no more. None of these world leaders dress no more. Like, at the very least, you used to dress like either like your company or what you represent. Everybody just wear the same navy blue suit now.
Yeah. I mean, Obama wore that tan suit and like the government shut down for
a month. Got impeached. You talk about the whistleblower. I heard that man has on a tan suit.
It was literally chaos on the streets. Like people were, there's only 2 minutes left in this game. This game stinks.
Yeah, I'm not much feel. So yeah, let's see here, Troy. Nobody else you'd rather have. At home to a losing team. 2 minute drill.
They showed Rodgers' numbers on Thursday night earlier. Best Thursday night quarterback of all time.
It was like 14-0-1. Was that the number they showed? No, that was September. That was the September number. So I was like, that's what you want, a quarterback that wins in September.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Peyton and Rodgers, best of the best.
They got a Pancho joint with like the, when they used to wear like the bullet strapped across their chest and the X.
Oh yeah,
that's a great look.
Oh man, Felix Hernandez is pitching tonight. He might be done out here.
I don't know, we're still pitching. He got to be done.
Hey, it's an end of an era
and the start of another. Once I get these Benedict Arnold red, then sheesh.
Oh, man.
I got to say, if they hit me with like a Dashiki one or like a Black Panther one, I'm in the mix.
Oh, that's just a different website.
Yeah, I just, like, no, you want .org.
Yeah, .eu.
They got the George Washington. Look, say what you want about the man chopping down trees, owning other human beings and what have you. But the gold breast on the blue jacket, tough.
Yeah, but look, you said it right back then. I mean, there was just a lot more color involved, which I appreciate. It's too bland these days, way too bland.
Yeah, no, I said, and people would disagree. This is easily the worst dress century in history. People are like, do you see some of the stuff Young Thug and Uzi wear? Imagine them in this Benedict Arnold stuff is my counter.
I feel like we've seen both in that stuff.
How great did it look?
Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest problem back then was with dressing like that is it took an hour and a half to get dressed.
Damn, shit else to do though. Listen, it was another hired human being dressing them and cutting the cloth.
Hired.
Yeah, I'll pay you nothing, whip you often, and rape your women. You're hired. I didn't even apply for the. You're hired.
I'm not even from this country.
Get out of my house. Hired. Yeah, what are you doing?
But yeah, other than that part of it, it was easy peasy.
They got the George Patton joints. See, the thing with the George Patton, it's got a revolver on the hip. That's a no-go.
No, for you?
No-go. No can do.
No. That's like Vontae Mack with like the brass knuckle phone case, like just asking for trouble. Can't do it.
I remember they used to give a damn about Ballers characters.
Friend, that was not Ballers.
Sure it was.
Any football movie or TV show is Ballers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate that.
Mac, no matter what, said Spencer Strassmore.
Yes, Spencey, as a GM, he's acquired one player, cut him, killed. Not great.
Yeah, also, like, how many players getting cut gets, like, its own press conference?
I think for us, yeah, I mean, Antonio Brown didn't get one, so.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, okay, yeah, we signed this guy. Didn't work out. We cut him. Spencer's up, giving the fucking Tim Tebow speech.
Yeah, he was, he had to let people know that Kansas City Chief football would not tolerate any shenanigans.
Yeah, no, we have the utmost respect for a human being. Hey, Tyreek. Hey, good to see you, my friend. Getting a good day of practice, yeah? Yeah, we won't tolerate this. Hey, Frank Clark. Looking good, Frankie. Good to see you, man. Take care. Yeah, we don't pump on that block.
What contract in the real world would you give to Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. The answer is like, on Madden, I've got a running back with the Chiefs, and Mahomes got $287 million with, I think, 117 guarantee, and I was like, more than fair.
Yeah, it feels low.
Cost the entire defensive line, but I was like, what can you do?
I mean, just look, I think if they even just, their whole strategy is like, we're not going to pay skill position guys, we're just going to draft like whoever the Hardman is in every class. They won't hit every time. But if they take one or two every year, like, I don't know if they even have to hit every, like, Mahomes will make them work on a week-to-week basis. Like, someone's just going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Like, just give me that. Like, all my draft picks are going offensive line and defense. And I feel like you might could even just pick up the skill position guys. Like, oh, Jordan Howard's available for a six-rounder? Okay.
Right.
Steeles, didn't like them. They played that song? Okay. But I don't even, I feel like I would just try to get, like, whatever it is, I'm trying to give you as much as I can up front to lower your yearly number. So if it's like, if it's 4 for 200, 5 for 200, it's like, can we give you like 150 as soon as possible? Like that, if I was Mahomes, I feel like that's what I'd want. Because whatever happened, like, you're going to be the highest paid for 10 minutes, and then somebody much worse than you is going to be higher paid. So it's just like, okay, just I would just like $150 million within the next 3 months.
I would ask for like majority ownership in the Chiefs.
Yeah, like talking about like the stake or the percentage of the rising cap. Like that's some shit Russell Wilson actually asked for.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it. And so they were like, let's give you a little bit less than that and also not that. What do you say?
There's a Spencer Dinwiddie is doing something with his contract that's interesting too.
I'd like to know what it is.
Let me see. I know The Athletic blogged it. I don't have a subscription to that, so I can't read that. No, this is an article about... here we go. I think it's people can invest in him.
Okay.
Let's see. He is a non-correlated, quote-unquote, recession-resistant asset to offer you. A piece of his three-year, $34 million contract extension in tokenized blockchain form. Dinwiddie's venture comes in multiple parts. There's his new investment platform for sports lovers and spectators, Dream Fanshare, where people can purchase a new type of debt security, the Professional Athlete Investment Token, the first ever professional athlete investment token available as Dinwiddie's, that's designed on the Ethereum blockchain.
Man, what the hell are these words you even saying to me, man? Speak English.
So like Bitcoin, essentially. He's turned his contract into a piece of Bitcoin.
Well, I don't get that shit either, so.
No, for sure, but investors receive monthly payments, a portion of Dinwiddie's paycheck plus interest beginning in December. According to Dinwiddie, it's a win-win situation. He gets more of his contract up front and for his personal use. So he's selling shares of his own contract for $150,000 per share.
Mm-hmm.
He gets more, so he'll get that very moment. And people who have invested in him will get a share of his salary plus interest and the potential for bonuses if he and the Nets play well. Due to legal constraints, you can't say what those specific bonuses could be. That makes it seem shady immediately. But it's safe to say to assume they include the extra money from all individual honors, like All-Star selection, playoff appearances, etc. Dinwiddie's extension offer is another potential boon, as it includes a player option that allows him to opt out and sign a new contract at 28. With owners in him receiving a share of first year of his new payday. So it sounds like you can just invest in players. Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, I see.
The whole team's on the field.
Yeah. Now you got to wait to see if he gives the thumbs up.
Cause there, I can't imagine.
Where he ran into his own guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love sports. Love it. Big fan. Anytime you see him break out the tools to lift the face mask off a guy physically, love sports.
He's still got the helmet on without the face mask. Mm-hmm. I don't. And then they're just going to be like, all right, third down.
Yeah, no, that, and I'm so glad they don't do it anymore, but they would show like Ryan Shazier walking. It's like, look at him, man. He'll be back on the field in no time. Come on, man. Come on, like don't lie to us. I gotta say on this Dinwiddie shit, I can't say it's good or bad because I don't understand this shit at all. But fair. it feels like it would make more sense if his contract wasn't fully guaranteed.
I can
see
that.
Like he's getting all this regardless. So that's where it's like I get $150,000. You're gonna get like $12 million this year. Like I don't. What do you need? You need the $150 up. I don't know. But again, I guess he's a lot smarter than me, so.
Both of us combined. I guess if it weren't guaranteed, the problem I could see is since it's like, all right, I'm getting your $150 up front, I might not even make that back since it's not guaranteed.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he's like, I guess it's why it's win-win for him, because it is guaranteed, but.
Right.
I guess I don't. If I've got $150,000 to invest, I'm going to do it in Spencer Dinwiddie.
Well, it looks like something similar was attempted by the late, great David Bowie in 1997.
This is now he's dead, so is this an example true. You want to follow, Spence?
He introduced something called Bowie Bonds.
Okay.
Which sounds like just Barry Bonds, but with like a pinwheel propeller hat on.
Mm-hmm. And that's failed?
Which fans could pay $1,000 for a 10-year stake into his royalty payments with a 7.9% interest rate. It seemed like...
That makes sense to me.
Well, here's what happened. Because it seemed like a win-win, with the rock star getting an immediate $55 million, which he would use to purchase the rights to his older music, and investors figured that people would keep buying Bowie's music. And then, file sharing happened.
Napster, I was going to say, yeah. this is what could possibly go wrong?
While Dinwiddie's concept is similar, he points out that his token and scheduled payments from the Nets, which will stay the same whether or not the market crashes, makes the risks much different, which I... Based on just anything we've read, seems fair.
Yeah, that one, I see the vision with that one. I guess, and again, I guess I need to read more into it because I don't see why you would need to. Like, if you're investing $150,000, what was the return? What are you going to make off of? It's like, I invested $150,000 to get $180,000. I feel like if you're rich, you could doing that shit anyway. I don't need Spencer Dinwiddie for that. I'll just buy something like Berkshire Hathaway stock.
He said, we're going to hell in a handbasket. We are fucked, citing the United States' $22 trillion debt.
Y'all are fucked. I was like, Spencey's all right, but...
Worldwide hyperinflation, lowered interest rates, and play is resumed.
It's what he would have wanted.
When it drops, it's hitting hard. Don't do some wild shit, but be all in and be in all the non-correlated spots you can. I somewhat understand what he's trying to do here. I would prefer to invest in LeBron James.
Yeah, that's really my, because if this clearly works, then bigger players are going to do it. And I have to feel like LeBron has already kicked the tires on like anything that would make him more money.
Definitely. And that's the game.
Yeah, I don't. Oh. I do like the. It's like just because they removed his motionless body, it's like, oh boy, let's give him a standing ovation. Okay. Love sports. Great game. Favorite part of the NFL is refreshing the timeline afterward to see if a guy can feel his hands and feet. Love it.
Well, they showed him speaking, and they zoomed in on his face, which I didn't need. Yeah, but he was staying very still. They were, holding his head. Even though he was strapped in, they were holding his head extra still. And then Rodgers just threw an interception in the end zone, and that's game.
If the cart come out twice, you got to call the game.
I don't hate that.
I'd say once, but it never happened. But yeah, if it come, like if the people are like, dude, we just dropped, Jamal Williams off at the hospital. Oh boy, that Malcolm Butler-esque.
Yeah, the top six play of all time right there by Sendejo.
Mm-hmm. The stakes were high.
All right, Davante Adams got us 28 points. Probably won't play the rest of the year. That was sick. Rivalry week.
Great, great trade. Great bargain. Love fantasy football. I love real football. I love all sports.
Yeah, sports are just great.
I think they're all great. I think they should play 18 games a week. I think there should be Friday night games. Yeah, I don't know what the hell are you doing there.
I'm surprised they haven't figured out round the cat, everyday foot like NFL yet.
The reason I know they'll never figure it out, I can't remember, Rappaport maybe report, it was like teams, or at least one team was asking, it's like, if we trade for Jalen, like if he played Sunday, can he play Thursday and then Sunday again? Like can he play three games in like 10 days? No? Oh, fuck him. We don't even want to trade for that.
That was incredible.
P.U.
I do appreciate that someone asked, though. They're like, look,
we're all thinking it.
Well, I don't even think it was one team. I think Jacksonville was like, we'll trade him, but we'll trade him Friday. And the other team was like, all right, we'll do that only if he can also play Sunday. And the NFL was like, wait a minute. No, this is probably a bad idea.
I feel like somebody, Goodell was like, can we get an okay on that? And the doctor in the back is just shaking his head. No, he's like, no, that's a no. Okay, it's a no. He cannot play. He's like, but Monday night, the doctor's just like, no again.
Yeah, he's like, they shouldn't even be playing Sunday to Thursday. That was the last battle this doctor's lost.
I wouldn't want to work out Sunday and Thursday. Nonetheless, play multiple games. But yes, I think the issue is we just don't have enough NFL games. I think that's really the issue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a bye week really just stops your momentum.
Yeah, we saw how well the Dolphins and the Bucks did last year when they didn't have a bye because week one was canceled due to hurricane, and they had to play 16 weeks straight. Both those teams met in the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, not a single player hit IR.
Not one.
I guess, oh boy. I'm not going to retweet this, but I will read it here. Packers inside the five twice and got 0 points. I'm not going to retweet it.
Just don't. Yeah, think about the people who follow you for once. Yeah, for once in your life.
Mm-mm. Will not do it. I won't press that button.
Listen, he threw a completion in the end zone. What more do you want from him?
Then Sheldon Brown took it in, yeah, because I don't know any of the Eagles' current cornerbacks. Nnamdi Asomugha, I really reeled it in. Lito Shepard, I tell you, that guy's locked down.
Shout out Wendell Carter Jr.
Yes.
Again, for good joining kid. Us today.
Appalling to hear what year he was born in, but a good kid.
That was, I mean, upsetting to say that. I was like, what year are you, 94? He was like, please. That was when my father was born.
Yeah, I my Aunt Gladys was born in 94.
She's in an iron lung now, but we still like to talk to her.
We park her wheelchair up on the hill. She likes the view. She was born in 1992.
I was surprised he didn't leave when he heard when I was born.
This is like it. Like, I get it that, like, the show must go on, but it's just like the Eagles account just tweets, like, headed back to Philly with the W. It's like, yeah, but I don't. We got two guys that might not walk. Like, I don't. But I get it. It's part of the game. Like, they got a job too. But boy, oh boy, it's appalling just how easily this it's just glossed over.
Yep. Yeah, but listen, the world does not give a fuck about you.
No, not in the slightest.
No, never have, never will.
Like, I'm really only refreshing to see I don't know the name of the guy. I just want to see, like, he's filling his hands and legs. He is awake.
Yeah, I think it was Maddox. I don't.
So, it's.
I think.
To make this about me, that type of stuff makes me not even want to watch the game. Sure, there are a couple guys really in the hospital, but really, let's think about the real victim here. Moi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it was on the tip of all of our tongues.
Yeah, I say what we think.
Trying to get this screenshot of all the Eagles celebrating on the field. You'd hate to see that happen in Lambeau to Aaron Rodgers.
I'll tell you this, I'm not going to retweet Aaron Rodgers throwing this pick too.
From the main account, my fingers slipped.
How do I undo this?
I don't think they have that function.
Man, it's done. It's done. This is why we need edit tweet. I've long said it.
The only worst idea is professional football.
Spencer, count me in. I got 300 big ones. Give me 2 shares of SD8.
And Lambo, no less. They're flexing like this.
I got it. Wentz, he just wins, man. He just wins.
I was telling everyone in the office that I Philly was going to get steamrolled. I was wrong.
No, they
big of me to admit it. I mean, listen, you look at the yards in this game, wasn't even close.
They had weak as hell wins got on. That's not his fault.
The score, equally not as close.
Yeah, very weak. A weak score. 16-27, 160 yards. A guy just walking here and just mowed Rodgers down.
Beat him like a drum, he did.
Carson, Curly Lambeau Wentz.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
His Eagles with a big win tonight.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter. Andy Reid's
going to have an extra football tonight for dessert.
He's like, wait a minute, I don't coach this team anymore. Like, oh, listen, well, I've already been in.
They got a good, they got a good football here. What, you mean to leave the town?
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
TMC.
Rest in peace, Aiden.
Yes.
A much lighter in comparison, rest in peace, to a Boston institution, a place I've been going my entire life. Just an old...
They shut Boston down?
Irish pub. They might as well have. I'd be equally as distraught.
Hmm.
Doyle's... I was going to say it's been in most Boston movies. You've seen none of those, so that doesn't help you at all.
I believe you, though.
Yeah, it was like the town next to me, Jamaica Plain. It was a place that was frozen in time in the sense that, like, I don't think they ever made a single upgrade to, like, the bar, to the booths, to, like, the shit on the walls. Someone said, and I think this is correct, I'm not even going to... I believe I've seen this with my own eyes. It's a picture of Bill having a nice beverage with Monica sitting next to him.
Probably. Nice Yingling here.
And it was the first place in the world where Sam Adams was served. Like, it's a block away from the Sam Adams brewery.
Sam just walked down the first batch, was like, what do you guys think? They were like, yeah, we like it. Yeah, we're
gonna drink it. Bangs.
Yeah, this shit's hard, bro.
And the people who sold it, they're saying that the rent's too high, but this place opened in 1882, man. Like, you're not paying no fucking rent. Get out of my face with that excuse. Yeah,
the rent went up to 3 shillings. We just too rich for our blood.
This shit's been owned for over 100 years now. Get out of my face with the rent's too high. You have a Boston real estate's through the roof right now. Business is booming. You can cash out. You don't want to deal with owning a restaurant anymore. I get it. Don't tell me the rent's too high.
Listen, once they segregated restaurants, we had to put our foot down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be next? Some condos, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, they're very much. And by the way, the neighborhood around it, like half of Jamaica Plains, all like my whole life, half of Jamaica Plains been nice. Half of it has not been. This I would say is in a not the greatest of neighborhoods. It's fine. It's a fine neighborhood. Like, I'm fine there. White's not from the city. He'd probably be terrified. But it was like just a place. It's just an old Irish bar. That, I mean, I've gone there after funerals, after wakes, for St. Patrick's Day, for birthday dinners, any occasion, that's where a place we would go. Just me and my family have always gone. And the part that hurt me the most, not even that it was closing, but that I've been out of Boston so long, this news came out 2 weeks ago and it only hit my desk today. I didn't care for one bit.
That's rough. I gotta say, I do really like the old places. Just double down on being old. It's like, yeah, you want a urinal? Fuck you. We've got a trough. You want running water? Yeah, go to McDonald's.
I'm gonna try and send you one of the pick, because they got a phone booth in here that's just old as hell. Just old as hell, and I've always appreciated it. Let me see.
I do like a good old-fashioned phone booth.
Oh, buddy. I mean, this thing hums. You talk about phone booth city.
Now, did it have an actual working phone left in it? Because I like those two. Like, some will take it out, but I do like the ones that leave. It's like, yeah, who the hell are you calling? We can leave it open.
The last time I was there, I want to say it did. Because I can't imagine who was going through there. Like, yeah, we got to take this out. Like, that just wasn't. Even the outside, like, they never changed the signs. Like, the parking was in the back.
Oh, yeah, that's strong. That's a good clock in the background, too.
Oh, buddy. I mean, those walls were. They never took anything off the wall. They simply only added to the walls.
I like. But hey, rent up too high, man.
You know, the early projections are there. First of all, they sold the liquor license to a different restaurant, which seems like a thing you shouldn't be able to do.
So, yeah, dude, can you buy some cigarettes?
That's exactly what it is.
If I give you some money, will you get us some beer? You fucking kids. Yeah, right. Wait around.
Why would that be something like, imagine if you tried to sell a milk license to a different like 7-Eleven. The government would shut down all 7-Elevens. Like they just cease to exist. Like you definitely can't do that. Why you're allowed to just be like, here you go, new restaurant. It's not even in the same location. It's in a wildly different part of the city that this new restaurant setting up shop.
Just transfer. Who'd y'all sell it to? Some Chuck E. Cheese place. I never heard of it, but nice guy. We talked to him. He's a nice guy on the phone.
They sold the liquor license for a smooth $455,000. I have no idea what they paid for it. I assume it was less than $455,000.
Probably nothing. If they opened that long, there's no way you needed a liquor license.
And they were grandfathered in, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even through Prohibition, they were like, all right, everyone else can't, but you guys are all right. So they had they sold that, and then the early projections that I've read were 4 million cash, and that they were going to turn it into like a more upscale like bar that happens to have food on the first floor, and then like a luxury low-rise condominium on top of that, which
hell yes.
I mean, the views that are going to be seen from this apartment are going to be some of the worst views in the city. Like, the neighborhood around it stinks. Just stinks out loud. So I don't know why.
Listen, now it does. In 2 years, it's all condos, buddy.
I'm going to make sure it continues to stink. but yeah, that was tough news to wake up to. It truly, like, ruined my whole day.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's a restaurant in Lexington. I was like, oh boy, I can't wait to go back and get me some fucking regattas. Like a seafood place. I got like 10 ads immediately. I've got some bad news. No! Damn it, regattas. How could you?
It's not like I'm not even averse to change. It's just that it's nice to have some things stay the same.
Right.
Like, I don't need everything to stay the same. Like, when I wrote about it today, I was like, I'm not, like, back in old Boston, like, downtown, there used to be a place called the Combat Zone. this was not during, like, war-torn times. It was just like, oh, no, if you're just in that part of the city at a certain part of night, you will be stabbed, and that's if you have a good night.
I gotta say, those usually be the best bars.
Definitely. It would have been something I would have enjoyed seeing in person, but I'm all set with like that kind of stuff changing. Stuff like this, man, there was just such a comfort walking in there. It's not like I knew the bartender's name. It's not like I knew every waitress and waiter's name in there, right. But it was just home. And to see that get shut down was disheartening, to say the least.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you, it gets better. Maybe you can rent a nice condo there. I'm sure they'll be reasonably priced.
No, there's no world I'm going to ever be able to afford whatever new
two bedroom, $650, two beds, two baths, built in 2019, all stainless steel appliances, $650.
That sounds accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm. It's just disheartening. It's real disheartening.
All right.
So rest in peace, Doyles. A tremendous run. 1882 to 2019. I think this is my take. Anything built in 1882, you should probably, that's just something that shouldn't be able to be torn down.
Yeah, like, honestly, I'm kind of surprised it wasn't, like, a declared a landmark.
They said they looked into that, like, when they were cool with staying a restaurant, but then they wouldn't even be able to make, like, oh, our beer line needs to be replaced. Like, no, that's a historical landmark. Now you can't even do that.
It's like, hey, we wouldn't doing that shit no way, so.
Fair.
You get all sud, so be it. It's part of the experience.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could still smoke cigarettes inside there if you were, like, Irish enough. Mm. You? Heavens no. Yeah, me? Maybe.
Yeah, they all run me out with a stick. It's like, ah, boy. One last old Doyle, or one last Doyle's run.
You mess around? Yeah. but yeah. Carcare is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button, please and thank you.
Please.
Also, we'll see you guys next.
Wait a minute. Before the bell. Happy, I see it has just dropped. So happy Kirk Day, everybody. The Baby's album is now available.
Oh, wow.
13 songs, 35 minutes. Enjoy, everybody. I know I will.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he made that just for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, young Ma in here? Young M.A.?
Chance the Rap. I take it. Forget what I said.
Have a bad weekend, everybody.
12 songs, 31 minutes, everybody.
Wait a minute. New Pitbull album.
Hmm?
And all Spanish.
Hmm?
New Hasselhoff. Oh, boy. Wait a minute.
Talk about counting your blessings. Listen, the Lord take away Doyle's and he give us Pitbull.
We already had Pitbull. Not a fair trade.
He hasn't taken him away.
Thank goodness. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
See you.